Welcome back to Frank on Target, your haven from the commercial break jungle. We know those ads can be quite the adventure, but now it's time to return to our own wilderness of politics, controversy, and the great outdoors.
Not being comfortable in that situation, as we of limited melanin, not being comfortable in that situation, I think, is profiling.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also situational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to walk down, you're not going to walk through a known area where drugs are prolific.
Correct.
In the middle of the night.
No.
That's stupid.
Yes, and I don't use my firearm for an excuse. I can take care of myself. If I wouldn't go there without a firearm, I won't go there with a firearm either.
Well, we got to put things in perspective.
Mm.
Right, wrong. What kind of ammunition do you carry?
I mean, hollow points, 147 grain, critical defense, I think it
okay.
is right now.
Okay, great. What do you pay for that box? $25? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
You know what that first bullet's worth?
My life.
$50,000. Yeah. No, $50,000. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you pull that trigger, you're looking at $50,000.
Yes. Lawsuits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, if you can walk away, you know a penny saved is a penny earned?
Yeah.
All right? If you can walk away from a confrontation,
mm-hmm.
rather than exhibit lethal force, you just made yourself $50,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the monetary price tag. There's your conscience. There's the things you have to live with afterwards. Your kids probably go to school with his kids. Someone in your neighborhood knows him. You've got to think of things like that.
Well,
if your life is threatened, your life is threatened.
I've heard of this emotional impact many, many times. And I'm sorry, I'm enough of a sociopath that I'm sorry. I don't subscribe to that. Now, listen.
I tell people to be ready for it.
Be ready
because
for it.
Because you don't know.
I'm a sociopath, but I employ a guy that just got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I employ him is I can employ somebody else and I could probably employ him cheaper. The reason I employ him is because I want him to have the opportunity to have a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right? While on the other hand, if you don't think enough of my life,
mm-hmm.
all right, as I do of yours, I have no compassion for you at all.
Mm-hmm.
None. All right?
It's not just you, though. It's if your kids go to school with his kids. Now, your kids are dealing with crap. If you work for someone like Bosch, you can kiss your job goodbye, as liberal as they are. There are other things to think about. Sure, if your life depends on it, if somebody points a firearm at me or even draws a firearm, absolutely, I would take the shot.
All right, let's throw something out there. I just had the guy I had in here... I had him in here. He's retired law enforcement, but retired law enforcement. He's not retired beat cop.
Right.
A retired investigator has trained police forces in Bosnia,
mm-hmm.
Vietnam. He works internationally. I've had the conversation with him because I'm 74 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a scrapper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The actions that are a lethal threat to my life have changed
mm-hmm.
from the time that I was 40 years old.
Yes.
All right. A 200-pound, 40-year-old guy, or a 50-year-old guy,
yeah.
or a 180-pound, 50-year-old guy, grabs me by the lapel and throws me to the ground, my life is in danger.
Yes.
There is no doubt about it.
Right.
All right? I'm fragile.
Yes.
All right? We've discussed whether that poses a lethal threat. And this guy has provided expert testimonies for this and that and all this.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't, in the situation, at your age, he said, I don't see how it could not be a lethal threat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you look at who was the Zimmerman guy that shot the kid in Florida about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The kid was taken, had his head and was banging his head on the ground.
Yeah.
All right. The kid was unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Other than he was, God knows if he was high as a kite or what the story was,
mm-hmm.
but he was younger, stronger, and he was posing a threat. Where this guy, if this guy didn't exercise lethal force, this kid would have killed him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He walked away from that. So, what poses a lethal force, a lethal threat to each one of us is different.
Yes.
But it's only going to be determined in a court of law.
If it gets to court, a lot of these things are settled out of court. Wait, yeah.
What do you want? By insurance companies, or what are you alluding to?
All of the above. By the insurance companies, the prosecutor,
well,
the defense, all of that.
Yeah. All right.
The grand jury.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky,
it gets to
it. You'll get, you won't be prosecuted.
Yeah. But we've seen otherwise.
Right. All depends what state you're in.
Yes.
All right.
A lot of it does.
All depends what county you're in.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something crazy.
The political climate at that moment.
If you defended yourself and shot somebody in self-defense in Carlton County, it would be a different outcome if the exact same circumstances occurred in Charleston County.
100%.
All right? Charleston County, you'd be going to jail. You'd spend at least a night or two in jail.
Oh yeah, straight away, immediately. They would haul you off right there.
And if Nancy Mace had anything to do with it? I'm laughing. I know, really.
And it's tough.
It's a shit show.
I know, it should be the same, but it's not.
It's
a mess, it is. It's not set up for the victim to defend themselves. Look at that guy that just got released. The pervert says he's a woman, molested a child, something to do with an animal.
In
Charleston County.
Guy? Oh, Charleston County.
Yeah, no. He's out. He's out on bail. How's that okay? Because it's Charleston County. I'm hoping the new sheriff changes things. I'm hopeful.
Maybe.
I think he will.
Maybe.
I do think he will.
I've met him several times.
Yes, I've ridden with him.
Yeah, he's
still a politician.
Seems to be a stand-up guy, no bullshit.
Yep.
You know.
Still a politician.
Listen, let me tell you something. I deal with, man, I would say 15% of my phone calls in a day, well, in a week, 15% of my phone calls in a week are politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're politicians, and they'll call me and they'll say, well, what do you think of this or that? How did this meeting go? What is that? And God, I love them. I love them, every one of them, and I support every one of them. And I do whatever I can to keep them in office because they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're damn politicians.
They are.
And even the ones that are only politicians for a couple of years, something happens, they become politicians. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, is what it is. Now, we just have to keep them honest. Yeah. Get them in and keep them honest.
Hold them accountable.
Don't let up on them.
Yeah.
Don't let up on them. We gotta We have a bill in, it's in committee now, about medical freedom. And it's, we gotta just, I'm mobilizing people to call the chair. We have the, what do you call it, the legislators lined up. Guys, you gotta do something with this. Mm-hmm. You gotta get it out of committee. We need this medical freedom bill. Yeah, there's some controversial stuff in it, and there's some stuff that is much different than went on during COVID. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Okay. You know, we gotta get these people to vote our will. Mm-hmm. Now that's why, you know. I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, and I don't know if we should go there, but people continuously, when Trump does something that's a little controversial, I always hear somebody say, is this what you voted for? And I have to say, only thing I have to say is, hell yeah! Hell yeah, that's what I voted for! You know? I voted for something that, you know what? My daughter works with the federal government. Mm-hmm. And she belongs to a union in the federal government, and that union has been abolished. Mm-hmm. How it impacts her, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but I gotta tell you, for the benefit of the country as a whole, I think it's the best thing.
Yeah.
I think it's the best thing. Now, she provides medical services for the Federal Department of Corrections.
Okay.
I'm trying to be as vague as I can.
That's all
right. What happens if the Federal Department of Corrections goes on strike?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's worrying.
Huh?
That's worrying.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, and who was it that took care of the traffic air traffic controllers? I forget which president it was. Was it Reagan? Was it Bush? I forget.
Why?
But anyway, you can't have air traffic controllers going on strike.
No.
You know, you can't have air traffic controllers be DEI. You know,
nothing should be DEI. You should keep a job based on your merit. But you're talking to someone that teaches firearms. You don't think that's a struggle? I ride a motorcycle, ride a big Harley. You don't think that's a struggle sometimes? I think you should just, things should be on your merits.
Yeah?
You're either good or you're not.
And listen,
there is an old boys club. I'll be the first to say that.
There is.
So prove them wrong. Be good at what you do. Prove them wrong. People ask me that about firearms.
What are they saying?
Well, don't men think you're less than them because you're a woman? Yeah, sometimes. So I proved them wrong.
All right. Go on. You. What do you call it? You stepped into another story. All right. You know, I've been competing with firearms pretty much all my life at different levels and stuff like this, and I kind of danced to a different tune. I refused to buy my way to success. Mm-hmm. In competition. I'd rather work on my own merits than spend. I mean, listen. I was competing with a couple of $1,000 worth of rifle against guys that are shooting, you know, $12,000 worth of equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I finish in the top five, and I feel real good about it because I'm doing more with less, and that's great. So anyway, I used to get invited to a invitational indoor. You talk about a bunch of oxymorons. Indoor metallic silhouette match. Metallic silhouette matches were developed in Mexico at 25, 50, 100, and 500 meters or something like that. This was indoors, all right? Mm-hmm. And we're shooting downscale paper targets, all right?
Okay.
And so it's not, and they're not metallic, and this and that. Anyway, so I go with my kid brother, and I had a couple of good rifles. And I think I was shooting an Anschutz. And we go, and I get my ass kicked by a 16-year-old girl. All right? Now, I'm not going to tell you that years later, I had to eat crow again because when I was racing motorcycles, I got beat by a 16-year-old girl. Yeah. But that's a whole nother story.
It happens.
But anyway, I got beat by a 16-year-old girl shooting an air rifle.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
She's got skills.
Yeah.
Equipment doesn't replace skills. You know why?
Her name was Wendy Lazarus. She went to the Olympics that year.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
she's put a lot of time into
it. And she was like 16 years old, tall, lanky little thing, hadn't even grown a figure yet. But those long limbs, she would take that arm and put it in her hip, stick that hip out, and hold that rifle. And you know what? You could push her like this, and she wouldn't move. That kid was solid as a rock. And she went to the Olympics, and I was so proud. I was so proud to have shot with her.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
nice. It was a wonderful thing. But women have in long range precision rifle shooting, women have an advantage because they have a slower heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that being said, they don't have that much of an advantage because I can still kick their ass.
Yeah,
but. The reason they have a slower heart rate, that only matters when you have the ability to squeeze the trigger between heartbeats.
Yeah.
That being said, to attain that level, to attain that level of competency, I shoot between breaths.
Yes.
I work with my breath. Mm-hmm. I don't shoot. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm very competitive, but I can't shoot between heartbeats. And I'll tell you something else. I can guarantee you that a high percentage of people that are shooting 1,000 yards are not shooting between heartbeats. All right. Our professionals that we employ in the military probably are not shooting between heartbeats. So that fact that women have a competitive edge because they have a slower heart rate, that's all bullshit.
I think they've had to work harder to get where they are, to prove that they can be there. I mean, you get talked down to when you go into PSA to buy a firearm.
Let me tell you something crazy. There's a father and daughter that shoot F-class at Palmetto Gun Club.
Yeah.
You don't talk down to that girl.
Yeah. Good.
Because she was, it's what do you call it? You're a product of your environment.
Yes.
You will not talk down to my daughter concerning firearms because she was shooting at 8 years old.
But sometimes you're in a position, like I went to PSA to buy a firearm. I had decided what I wanted. It was my first pistol, and I went up to the counter and I told him, first of all, I had to get waited on. Just getting waited on as a woman is hard. Then I went up to the counter and I said, this is what I want. And he said, no, you don't want that. I says, oh, I was open ears. What am I missing here? I've been shooting it. I want to buy my own. So I asked him, and I said, so why don't I want that one? He said, because all the women get this one, you want this one. I walked out, I now have many, many, many firearms. I've never bought another one from there. Nope. And he's wrong with his information anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But just getting even waited on in some gun shops is hard. Even when you're standing at the counter making eye contact.
I have a whole nother confession to make.
What's that?
It's not related. It's totally unrelated. I think I want to start carrying a revolver again.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
The problem is I'm lazy. I'm lazy. I am inherently lazy, all right? thin, 14 ounces. So what? It's only 6 rounds. I probably only need 2 or 3.
Yeah.
All right? I am lazy. All right? And revolver is going to be a little more difficult to carry. I'm actually thinking, I wear jeans. I wear jeans day in, day out. And at a carrying where this is, I think is affecting my back and my right leg a little bit. And I go to the chiropractor. And I used to go to the chiropractor, and I go to this guy, man. This guy's great. He has hands like fucking catches. Excuse me. He has hands like catches mitts, okay? Anyway, man, he's a great chiropractor. I have a lot of faith in chiropractors because I have herniated discs.
Yes.
And I've what do you call it? I've beat the surgeon by going to chiropractor and physical therapy, and I never had to go under the knife. So I have some faith in him. But I used to go to this guy, and I'd go there, and he'd say, you know, you got to go for 3 visits before your insurance kicks in and this and that. I said, look, no problem. I said, how much is it? How much is it? He says, $55. I said, all right, I'm going to give you the cash. All right. I'm going to give you the cash, but I'm not going to see you for another year. Yeah. So I go there, and he fixes me up, and next time I screw myself up doing something stupid, right, I go back, and he fixes me again. But anyway, I just went 2 weeks ago, and I didn't come out feeling like new. Mm-hmm. And I said, son of a gun, I bet you it's damn where the pistol rides. So I cried. I went this morning. I woke up. I decided I'm gonna cross draw. I'm gonna carry the pistol on the left side. And I just couldn't get comfortable, so I put it back where it was. But I might go to cargo pants. I might go to cargo pants for the reason being that I can pocket carry. And if I do that, I'll probably...
Why don't you appendix carry?
I'm a guy, man. I'm a guy.
Your aim's not that good.
I'm a guy.
Not that good. You'll be fine.
That's fine.
Seriously, though, I mean, it's safe. You know, gun safety.
Well, you're right. Only thing is, you see me sitting here? Look, what do you call it? Do I want something there? I don't know.
I got the same thing.
I don't know if it pinches.
That's why my belt buckle's on the side.
Yeah, but you're a skinny boy. It pinches me there. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it.
Move the belt buckle to the side. Yeah, that's what I have to do.
How do you like that belt?
I do.
You like these belts? Look at these.
Which one is that?
This is good.
Is that next belt?
I don't know what it is.
I think that's an X belt. This is tactical.
There's a knockoff. There's a knockoff too. This might be. I have two of them. One's a knockoff. So this might be the knockoff. I'm not sure, but they're good. They're damn good belts.
Yeah.
You know.
This was hard for me because I was using the Foundation's Everyday Carry belt, and I was at an event, and I knew I was coming out. I'd been using this belt for about 5-6 years, and it has Velcro like this, and the Velcro was just
All right.
And someone was selling them on the spot while I was there, and it was a good deal. I think reduced.
What is it? And what kind of?
Talon Tactical.
Yeah, but.
That's
bulky. That's a bulky. What do you call it? That's a buckle, I think.
But it's on the side.
Yeah.
So. I like it. It took me a while. I'll admit.
So you guys both bought. What do you call it? Bought memberships into the Palmetto.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh really?
That way we can go separately, as well.
That's good. It's good that you did that.
Yeah.
Club needs the money.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good club. I like it.
What do you call it? They better get their head out of their butt.
Yes.
They better get their head out of their butt. Because that club will probably outlive me, but it's not going to outlive you.
No.
Matthew, as good as he is, Matthew is incredible. He's incredible, incredible. But he is not going to be able to maintain those berms, that security. Now this gatehouse security, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I had a friend assess a property that backs onto it, and he didn't like it. And he's a firearms guy, so it's not a case of I don't like guns, I don't like it.
He's looking to buy a piece of property?
Not to buy it, assessing it. He's a property assessor.
Oh, all right.
So he was assessing it for someone else, and he couldn't wait to get out. He just said, I felt like I was going to get shot. It's that close. I'm like, you know, you're not wrong. I would not buy a house there.
Hey, how many suppressors are you going to buy?
Well, I don't know. More now than it was going to be because they're $200 cheaper.
You know what they're saying?
What's that?
They're saying that there's going to be a suppressor shortage.
Of course there will. Of course there will.
It's going
to... So I'll wait till everyone panic buys and then sells them afterwards because they realize...
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's the key. That's the key. That's the beauty to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there is no secondary market for suppressors.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a secondary market for suppressors, the price is going down, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The price is going down. Plus, the Chinese... what the hell are they? The kits. The fuel filter kits.
Okay.
All right? I've heard, I don't know anything firsthand, but I've heard that if you're careful, that they'll work as long as you limit them in, as long as they're assembled properly, they'll work for .22 long rifle. Now, I got to tell you something. I got a piece of property over here in Cottageville, and whenever I go and work over there, I treat myself a little bit and I'll shoot.
Right.
And I bring a can and I put a can on because I don't want to disturb the neighbors. Plus,
right.
I don't really want anybody knowing that I'm shooting a lot.
Right.
You know. Anyway, it's what do you call it? It's cans are fun, man.
I bet they are.
Cans are fun. I got a 30 caliber can,
mm-hmm.
and I hunt all the time. Well, I didn't shoot them. I didn't put a can on 243 this year. But when I was shooting 308, when I was shooting a 5.56,
mm-hmm.
I was shooting a can. Because ears.
Yeah.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a good thing. It's really a good thing. I would hope that, you know, I don't know what your exposure is, but from what I hear, in Europe, if you shoot without a can, you're considered rude.
Don't know.
Didn't
shoot there. It's very hard to get a firearm there anyway.
Well, it depends what country.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, I mean, the Czech, or what used to be Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic and stuff, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. They're kind of accepting. But, yeah. Hey, you coming back?
Absolutely.
You coming back?
Love to.
I had a good old time.
Yeah, it was good to catch up.
And we're running out of time. We got 17 seconds.
17 seconds. That's impressive.
Now, as a courtesy, we got to do this. We got to talk about what is it? So Fabulous? Fabulous Sewing?
So Fabulous is the sewing, and then On Point Personal Defense is the firearms.
Go ahead. Get everything out. Get everything out in one breath.
All right, On Point Personal Defense. My husband and my goal is to just teach everyday people everything from situational awareness, pepper spray, CWP, basic pistol, image-based decisional drills, all the way up. Not everybody wants a firearm. They can do something, and we're there to help them right from the beginning. We get people that come to our classes that don't even know if they want a firearm. Perfect. Come have a look. Learn about pepper spray. Learn how to carry it properly. You want to carry in a purse? I don't care for it. Let me show you how to do it properly. Use what you have or what you're willing to do and meet people where they're at and want them to continue training. That's my big
thing. So this is another entity you and Dale set up?
Yes, I didn't know you didn't know that. Yes,
we. No, I didn't know.
I've been teaching for other people for years.
Yeah.
Which I know you knew about. We started our own company. I've narrowed down the people I like to teach best. You know, that my new people, people mm-hmm. that are nervous, unsure, not sure it's the direction they want to go in, but also getting them before the firearm. Not everybody should have a firearm. Everyone should have the right, but not everyone needs a firearm. Well, they do, but various reasons they shouldn't have one. Or if they're not comfortable and they're not going to use it, well, then don't carry it. But learn situational awareness, learn pepper spray.
Excellent.
We'll meet you where you're at. And it's just hoping when someone comes alongside them and walks them through these steps that maybe they'll change their mind. I've said to people, just come out to the range. Just you and I will go out to the range, see what you think.
All right. Now, we're here. We're gonna be out of here soon. But I'm here with Angela Humphreys, and she's a firearms instructor. That's her real passion. I know she does other. She has a business that pays the bills too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But just tell us the name of your firearms training company, and give us some contact information how we can get in touch with you, and say goodbye.
Okay, it's On Point Personal Defense. We're listed on Facebook and Instagram, and I think the website's going up today.
All right. Hey, listen, I might make a guest appearance there. That sounds intriguing. Hey, I thank you very much. You're listening to Frank on Target, and we're here with Angela Humphreys, and this is WVFF 97.7 LPFM, Red Brick Patriot Radio, broadcasting from Cottageville, South Carolina. And Mr. John, I am out of here.
We here at WVFF thank you for tuning in to Frank on Target, your source for straight talk on global politics and outdoor escapades and controversy. Until next time, stay on target with Frank. You're listening to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM.